I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Mid-America Trucking Show. You know, I love conversations like the one we're about to have because this is about doing something really fun and also about a couple of surprises. My friends from Lund International are here. Valerie Natalini is here. She's Senior Director of Merchandising with Lund International. Valerie, welcome to the program. How are you?
Very well. Thank you so much for having us.
We appreciate you being here. And Kelly Brooks is product manager, and she is also here. Kelly, welcome to the program. We greatly appreciate your time as well.
Thank you, Eric. I really appreciate your time.
All right. Let's talk about a really cool promotion you folks at Lund International came up with. And that was essentially an idea to bring a driver to the Mid-America Trucking Show. That was going to be a grand prize. Let's give a driver a trip to the Mid-America Trucking Show. Great idea. Before we get there, though, give us some background on Lund International. Tell us a little bit about your company.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Lund International is the premier manufacturer of automotive accessories. We work in the aftermarket and with the original equipment manufacturers of vehicles. We focus on all kinds of passenger cars, trucks, SUVs, CUVs, vans, and, of course, we have the heavy truck business as well with our Belmore and Roadworks brands.
Right.
So we're very excited this year to do something to honor a U.S. military veteran that has a connection to the truck industry.
Yeah, this is just, again, a great contest, and let's go back to the very beginning. So, Kelly, tell me where this idea came about. What's behind this idea? What were you trying to do or accomplish here with this promotion?
Well, it all started actually back at a SEMA show, which is the Mid-America Truck Show for light truck, if you will.
Mm.
I was helping our company out with our light truck show.
Right, right.
I had an idea, bounced it off our COO, Tammy Graycheck, about having a contest to send a military vet to the Mid-America Truck Show. She embraced it. Everybody started supporting it, and the wheels started going from there. I must tell you, I found out about the initiatives for veterans in the trucking industry via TMC Transport. I was doing a special job for them, helping them out with a need for a product.
Yeah.
And as I did more research on them, I found out about their initiatives with Fastport, the hiring initiatives,
right,
supporting our troops. So it's just been a wonderful experience.
Yeah. It's embracing of those veterans that have served their country, but also, you know, the opening of the door by the industry to say, hey, you know, this is a consideration here as, you know, the future maybe of your career. Lots of common threads of those who have served and drivers and the driving community. And so it's great to see that. And we've seen that in working with Fastport in the past. And it's just been, I think, a great initiative. So then this idea came together to bring a veteran driver to the Mid-America Trucking Show. So where did that contest begin?
It began in my small little office in Howe, Indiana. I started doing some networking. I reached out to Jason with Holland, who too is with Fastport. He helped me do some networking, make the right connections. So I was able to meet Brad Bentley that you'll speak to here shortly.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. I reached out to U.S. Express, Paul Thompson. He was also one of our judges along with Jason.
Yeah.
And Dwayne Boswell at TMC Transport, our own Mitch Fogel, who is our president and CEO, and also Chris Hale from Victory Media.
Yeah.
So we've had a diverse panel of judges, both in the industry with military background, as well as great support staffs as Fastport and Victory Media.
Yeah. And so where did it go next? Where did this contest, this selection process go next? So you've got your judges.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you choose the person ultimately that's going to come here to the 2017 MATS event?
It was great. Basically, we asked some simplistic questions to hopefully bring out their story.
Okay.
Tell us about you.
Yeah.
The relationship with trucking,
right,
how it began,
right,
trying to show the link between the services and the trucking community.
Sure.
You know, there's a lot of similarities and showing the transition, if you will.
Right. How many candidates total were there in that selection process?
We had several, Eric. We did go ahead within our amongst ourselves at Lund International, narrowed it down to a select few.
Right.
And then we submitted those blindly to our panel of judges.
Okay.
And we went from there, and we chose our winner.
And we have our winner, and he's with us today. His name is Michael Maines. Michael, welcome. First of all, thank you for your service. 8 years in the U.S. Air Force. My father is retired Air Force, and so I'm an Air Force brat. I know a little bit about it, but I certainly thank you for your service and congratulate you on winning this trip to the Big Mid-America Trucking Show. You're with Melton, right?
Yes, sir. Melton Truck Lines. Thank you, Eric. Yeah, my father's a U.S. Air Force retiree as well, so not only did I travel around all my life with him, but right after high school, when I was still 17 years old, I joined the military.
Yeah. Well, it's again, we can't thank you enough for your service. What does it mean to be chosen, to be brought, first of all, to the Mid-America Trucking Show?
Well, it's a great honor. I'm thrilled. I'm having a blast here. I got around and get to look at all the displays and all the really nice tricked-out trucks here, and there's a lot of nice-looking trucks out there on the roads today.
You know, and what a great – and I was reading, you know, through this information going, man, what a great deal. Bring a driver, recognize that driver for their service. Bring them here to Louisville. I love Louisville. I love this show, and I love ideas like this because – you got here, and then you learned it wasn't over. That wasn't it. It wasn't just about the trip.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
What happened next?
Well, I got here and got checked into the hotel and met Kelly, make sure I got in, everything was okay, and got over to the show. And Thursday, I was left to do whatever I wanted to, so I could just wander around, look at all the trucks, all the displays. And I just had a great time wandering around all day.
Was it your first time at a truck show like this?
It's my first time at a big truck show like this one, yes.
Yeah, wow.
But then Friday, they said, well, you got to come over to the booth at noon, so we went over there, and that's where I discovered there was a lot more in store that I wasn't ready
now,
for.
When they told you that, Michael, did you think, oh, they're just going to announce it to everybody that I'm the winner of the trip?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay.
I thought maybe there might be something else, but, you know, it was they were pretty good at keeping secrets.
Yeah. So you got just a little more. Just a little more was added to this.
I call it quite a bit more. I think it was quite a bit more.
What did they honor you with at that booth?
You know, not only did I get a $1,500 gift certificate from Lund International with the CEO there, but my company actually came in and even went a little further. They reassigned me to a new beautiful truck with stars and stripes to honor veterans.
Wow. Just terrific. So Melton Truck Lines steps up, and you've got this truck now. Tell us a little bit about the truck. It's beautiful, just as you mentioned, the stars and stripes on it.
Yeah, it's a new Kenworth T680. Yeah. It looks like the mid-roof, and it's got all the decals of stars and stripes on the side. Melton has been really good to drivers for a long time, and there's a lot of drivers that stay with Melton, and I've met many veterans with them, and they have great equipment. They provide us with refrigerators and freezers inside the trucks.
Yeah.
We have wall mounts built right in for flat screen TVs.
Wow.
We get an APU that keeps AC in the summer and cool heat in the winter. They have us with a power converter, which we can run the electrical appliances with. It's pretty self-contained.
Wow.
It really keeps us comfortable when we're cruising down the highway.
Beautiful. And this is going to be the truck that is yours as long as you're with Melton, right?
Yeah, as long as, they don't take it away from me, I'm going to keep it. I'm going to have to get some new polishing rag.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you. Yeah, you got to get this thing out to, you know, maybe next year come back and get in on the Paul K. Young, because it's a beautiful truck. And congratulate, we want to congratulate you. And again, thank you for your service and, you know, kudos on being, I know, a great representative for the industry, not, you know, just our country, but for the industry as well. Because I know about the Melton name, and I know that they are a great company and honoring their drivers, and they really do go out of their way to make sure that their drivers are taken care of. And speaking of which, Marilyn Server is right here with us. She's employee services manager there at Melton Truck Lines. Marilyn, kudos to Melton for stepping up here. What does this mean, you know, to Melton? Why was it so important to honor Michael?
Well, we have had one veteran wrap truck for a couple of years in our fleet, and so we've partnered with Fastport at the end of 2016 to kind of reinforce our commitment to serving the veteran community and hiring veterans. So part of that was wrapping three additional trucks. And so we decided, well, let's find out which of our drivers want those trucks and, you know, what is their story, kind of like Kelly said, you know, and give it to a deserving, you know, veteran who wants to drive that truck and who's proud to drive the truck.
Yeah.
And so this was kind of just fate, because we were running our contest at the same time as this contest was going on with Belmore. And so we get word that Michael has won this award to come to Matt's at the same time that we had selected him to win our truck. And so I told Kelly, I was like, we should announce it, you know, at the Mid-American Truck Show. You know what? You know, that's a great,
I love it.
You know, that's, you know, how great for him. You know, we're
sure.
so proud of him and
sure.
excited that he's here. As you said, a great representation of our industry and for Melton Truck Lines. And so we just couldn't be prouder to have him driving our truck down the road.
And I love it from both sides, because, you know, I think more drivers, and I know they just don't get the opportunity to always get to a big truck show. And I think many people, many drivers even, might be surprised as to how many drivers have never been to a big truck show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just, it's great. I love these events, and it's a lot of fun for us, but, you know, there's a lot of work behind the wheel, as you folks know. And so, you know, being able from the Lund International side to bring them to bring a driver to the show and honor them. But then, you know, stepping up the way Melton has to just add this much more to it and really just knock it out of the park. It's just amazing to me.
Well, thank you. We're just really excited for Michael, and that's what it's all about, is, you know, him and our veterans. So.
Yeah, that's great. You know, Brad Bentley is I'm not supposed to say longtime friend. He's been a friend for a while, a few minutes, and he's the president of Fastport. And, you know, they have shown time and time again with a handful of initiatives and hard work, how concerned they are not only for the future of the industry, but in reaching out to those veterans, those who have served, and opening that door for them in several different ways to the trucking industry. And he joins us right now. Brad, welcome and congratulations on being a part of another great initiative, my friend.
Absolutely. Good to see you again, Eric, as always.
Yeah.
My 27th Mid-America Trucking Show in a row. I'll throw the number out there since you didn't. But
I did not on purpose. But, you know, you've been with Fastport relatively short period, but in that short amount of time, there's been a terrific number of initiatives and movements and efforts toward reaching out to veterans. Why is that so important to Fastport? Why is that part of the mission statement there at Fastport?
Well, really what we do as Fastport, you know, we're a technology company. We help transitioning military service members and veterans find civilian employment.
Right.
We built the trucking track in conjunction with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce's Hiring Our Heroes program.
Mm-hmm.
But we take an industry approach to everything we do. We believe that a rising tide lifts all boats.
Right.
And we spend a lot of our time traveling around to military bases conducting transition summits. I personally go and do the transportation workshops there, highlight job availability within the industry,
right.
and career paths. And something that we see, and it doesn't matter what type of base we're on, if we're in front of airmen or sailors or soldiers, Marines,
right.
It resonates with them. We know they're hardwired to succeed in our industry because they already work for the largest logistical operation in the world, which is the U.S. military.
Right.
So we know those skill sets are going to translate. We just have to highlight the fact that we have an industry where there are a lot of opportunities. There's a critical need mm-hmm. for a variety of occupations. And it was interesting to me, and I was honored to be asked to judge this because of our direct connection with a lot of the military. And talking with Michael, it's interesting whether it's Trucking Stop Rookie or the Transition Trucking Driver for Excellence Award, any of these recognition programs that have ever been done, and they're all important, but it seems like the right person always wins.
Right.
And they become great ambassadors for the industry.
Right.
And what really struck a chord with me, we were talking earlier today before the award ceremony. He talked about the fact that he was an Air Force brat as well. Mm-hmm. And I was telling him, hey, I was just at Dover Air Force Base last week conducting a transportation workshop. And he lets me know that his son is actually stationed there right now.
Wow, that's great. I love
it. So three generations
for
him.
There you go.
Proof positive. And we need more people like that in our industry, period.
Yeah. And you know, that's one thing that Fastport, I think, has done well. And that is go beyond, you know, what could be just a basic mission statement and make it greater. And as you mentioned, you know, those rising tides lifting all boats. And that's the idea, is that if we're working, you know, to reach out beyond, you know, the normal or beyond what might be a typical process and going further. And I think, you know, certainly since your time at Fastport, but with Fastport's overall mission statement, that really brings a new light to it. I think you guys at Fastport have really done a great job at shining that light on, you know, what could I think be the future driver in the industry. And I mean driver towards the direction of getting those next generation of drivers and bringing them in. Because Michael, as you mentioned, now becomes a great ambassador and likely always has been for the industry. But, you know, through this great contest, through these initiatives here, now is highlighted, his name gets out there, people will recognize him, and he'll also have, you know, conversations with people in the future. So it creates a greater energy going forward, I think, for recruitment overall. So congratulations. What was it like to be a judge here and go through, you know, because you were essentially given the entries, as we were told, they were blind entries, right? But you're looking at this, and so now, you're a judge. What was it like to go through that process?
I think for me, I've always been on the other side of similar contests.
Right.
Trying to keep a distance from it. But the thing that to me has always resonated well with a selection committee or with judges, it's the stories.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a natural storyteller.
Right.
You like to see that. And I just felt like Michael had a great story. We knew he was with a great carrier with Melton Truck Lines and mm-hmm. the opportunities that he's going to have to tell that throughout this. I just felt like he was going to be, again, a good ambassador to the industry.
Yeah.
And it was different. It was challenging. Certainly were some great nominations, and it was tough to be able to narrow that down. But I think that and you heard who all the judges were before.
Yeah.
A lot of people with a lot of experience on different sides of the industry.
Yeah.
But I think we picked the right one.
Yeah, I'll tell you just a great choice. And Michael, congratulations again, sir. Again, thank you. And when you talk to your son next, thank him for his service as well. We greatly cherish our veterans and their service to our nation. And also your time, you know, out there on the road, because we know, that you're a great driver. You're with a great company like Melton. And now you're in a great truck. And so, I know you can't wait to get behind the wheel of that truck. So we're going to let you go and celebrate and take in more of the Mid-America Trucking Show. And we hope you'll come back to this show and other shows and show off that truck some.
You bet. Yeah, actually, you might want to check with these fine ladies here, and they'll tell you a little more about that. We'll be back next year, according to my company and Delmore. They've already worked out some kind of a deal there where I get to come back and next year maybe present the next veteran.
Yeah,
his opportunity.
You know, and that's what it's all about. You know, show off that truck, put it in some contest, polish it up, take it out to truck stops, and tell the story, because that's where that energy kind of goes forward. And maybe you can share that, and maybe you can help attract other people into the industry, kind of spur on that next contest. Who knows? Maybe, you know, as we go forward, maybe Lund International, you know, maybe Melton, you know, in the future, and other companies, you know, coming together for something like this, again, brings more focus and light to this. Thank you to Lund International for a great promotion. I get to talk about all the fun stuff, but I know the legwork that goes into a promotion like this. I've watched it from afar for years, and I do appreciate all the work that goes into it and the efforts. So thank you to Lund International as well. Thank you for being here today.
Well, thank you so much for having us. We are so thrilled to be part of this and to recognize the service that our military and our truck drivers provide this great country.
Thank you.